As humans, we naturally compare ourselves to others. It's how we check if we're doing things the right way. Are we successful enough, happy enough, productive enough? Are we where we're supposed to be? I'm guilty of this as much as anybody else, but recently I came across this quote, and it's simple, brilliant, and absolutely liberating. It goes like this: your life is only odd when you compare it to others who are not pursuing the same things as you are. Listen to that again. Your life is only odd when you compare it to others who are not pursuing the same things you are. Just sit with that for a minute. Because it flips the entire comparison game on its head. You see, we look at people online, at work, down the street, even across the dinner table, and we assume that they are the measuring sticks for our lives. But the truth? Most of the people we compare ourselves to aren't even pursuing what we are. Their goals are different, their roles are different, their lifestyles, their families, their careers, their starting points, their insecurities, all different. Comparing your life to theirs is like comparing a marathon runner to a chess player and asking, who's winning? Winning what, exactly? They're not even playing the same game. Even in situations where goals appear aligned, like a married couple building their life together, or coworkers building on a project, no two people are ever running identical races. They have different responsibilities, different talents, different internal battles and histories, and different wiring completely. Even siblings raised in the same home by the same parents with the same rules end up with entirely different perspectives and strengths. So imagine how wild it is when we compare ourselves to total strangers online, people whose lives we've understood for about 15 seconds. Now, if you must compare, because we all do every once in a while, you have to be super deliberate and specific, like checking how much you can bench press against somebody of similar size and training history. You're not comparing your whole life, just one data point, one skill in one area. But let's be real, most of life doesn't offer a clean, quantifiable category like that. I mean, how do you compare happiness or purpose and relationships and growth? You don't, at least not accurately. Which is why the real challenge isn't finding the perfect person to compare yourself to. It's choosing to stop using comparison as your compass at all. The real questions are these. What am I pursuing? Why does it matter to me? How long am I willing to work for it? And what am I unwilling to compromise on? Because those are the ones you have to wake up with and answer every morning. You are the only one who has to live inside of your brain, inside of your body, with your consequences and your dreams. Other people don't live your life. You do. So if it's just you in the mirror, and a quiet room, are you okay with who you are today? Are you proud of the direction you're heading? Is your pursuit meaningful to you? If yes, then why do you give up your peace to someone else who's running a completely different race? Every one of us is holding a different deck of cards, a different childhood, different traumas, different gifts, different hopes. So of course your life looks different. It should. You're playing your own game with your own rules towards your own finish line. The goal isn't to match someone else move for move. The goal is to move in the direction that matters to you, even if it looks odd from the outside. Maybe even especially if it looks odd from the outside. So here's my encouragement to you today. Stay strong. Push yourself when needed. Give yourself grace when you need it. But most of all, remember this. Your journey is yours. Your pace is yours, and your goals are yours. Everyone else is living their own story within their own timing, and you are living yours. And your life only feels odd when you compare it to someone else who isn't even trying to go where you're going.